You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 27, Pure Chaos. Chris was pretty quiet as they left Jody and Mark's house. Stephanie was amazed that the kids had not been pestering them all afternoon, and was a little worried what she would find when they got back. She called Charlotte. Hey, we're on our way back. Is everyone doing okay?
Yeah, Amara's been awake for a while. I made cookies for snack. Is that okay? When are you getting home?
Charlotte prattled. Great, we're on our way. I think we'll stop at Costco for pizza. We should be there in 45 minutes or less.
Okay, Mom.
Charlotte chimed. Thank you.
No problem.
After Stephanie hung up, she called to order the pizza. Stephanie and Chris walked into Costco. Chris was still really quiet. He just walked beside her. It felt nice to just have him there, even though he wasn't very talkative. It was just as well, because the kids called three times. Stephanie was busy trying to break up a fight over the phone when the pizza was ready. That was fast. We must have missed the rush, Stephanie commented. When they got home, the kids were all still alive. Most of them were still in front of the TV. The kitchen was a mess from Charlotte baking cookies, and everyone thought they were starving to death, but Stephanie was so grateful she had been able to get away and help Chris. Dinner time was really loud compared to that quiet afternoon. Everyone scarfed down the pizza while they excitedly chatted or bickered with each other. Levi was, of course, just using his shouting voice every time he spoke. Matthew hummed constantly, and Caleb whined because he didn't want pepperoni on his pizza. Chris sat and watched the chaos for a bit, but after a while he got up and walked out of the kitchen. Amara had finished her first half slice that Stephanie had given her and was fussing and reaching for more. Stephanie got the other half and ripped it into bite-sized pieces like she had with the first one, and after wiping the grease off her fingers, she went to see where Chris had gone. He was sitting on the couch with his earbuds in, looking at his phone. She sat next to him. He looked up and took out his earbuds. "Sorry we are so loud," Stephanie said. He shrugged. "If you need a break, you're welcome to go back to your mom's, or you can go into the bedroom. It's quieter in there," Stephanie suggested.
"No,"
he answered quickly. "Really, if you want to go, it would be okay."
"Are you kicking me out?"
Chris asked. "No, I just don't want to add to your stress."
"It's fine. I'm not stressed."
"You're clearly stressed," Stephanie muttered. Chris looked at her annoyed. "Look, you've had a hard day. I'm just saying it's fine if you want to go and take a break and come back tomorrow." Chris glared at her. Just then, the din moved into the living room. Levi had a cup on his hand and was chasing Emery, Caden, Caleb, and Matthew. They ran around the living room. Caleb jumped up on the couch to get away. He jumped behind Chris's back to get past him to the other side of the couch.
"Ah!"
Chris groaned in pain. Levi poked Emery hard in the stomach with his cup hand.
"Boop!"
he hollered.
"Hey!"
Emery shouted. Levi poked Caleb in the stomach.
"Boop!"
Caleb whined. Levi reached for Caden, but he dodged out of the way. So Levi went for Matthew instead.
Boop!
Levi hit Matthew so hard in the stomach that Matthew fell backwards and started to wail. Stephanie snatched the cup off of Levi's hand. "We do not boop people like that," she yelled. Chris stood up to avoid getting jumped over by Caden. He walked over to his makeshift desk and froze, staring at the table. Stephanie noticed that Chris's papers and computer were still sitting on the desk from the day before. Oh no, she thought. She would have put them away for him if she had noticed. She knew that nothing was safe in this house. She walked closer to the desk and with horror could see that there was white glue dripped all over the table and on Chris's computer and a handful of school papers. Chris slowly turned towards Stephanie. He had a wild look in his eyes. Stephanie knew that look. She had seen it in Jason's eyes from time to time. It was the look of completely losing control. "Chris," she said quickly, "why don't you go take a break? You could go for a drive." Chris stood there shaking with rage, staring at her with wild eyes. "I will clean it up. You go take a drive over to your mom's house," Stephanie said in a calm voice over the sound of Matthew's crying and the other kids screaming and shouting. Amara walked over to Chris and pulled on his pant leg. Charlotte must have gotten her out of her high chair, but she didn't wash her hands, and Amara left little greasy finger marks on Chris's khakis. Stephanie reached down and picked her up. Chris exploded.
"Ah!"
he growled.
Why? Why is there glue all over my computer?
The kids all quieted down and looked at Chris in surprise. Then Matthew began crying again, and Amara started to cry. Charlotte came into the room and looked at Chris. Chris looked around the room at 8 worried pairs of eyes, and his expression softened a little. He walked past everyone and went out the front door. As soon as the door was shut, Emery started to cry.
We didn't mean to, Mom,
she whined.
It's my fault. I got the glue out and I forgot to put it back.
Charlotte spoke up.
Matthew must have had the glue. He had it all over his shirt. I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't know he got it on Chris's computer.
She started to tear up a little. It's okay, Stephanie said calmly. It's washable. I'm sure it will come off. Stephanie spent the next 20 minutes carefully wiping up the glue. The computer was okay. The glue had come off. She had to use a toothpick to clean a little out of the speaker. It did not appear to have gotten inside. The table was fine and wiped clean. There were 3 quizzes that had glue on them. Stephanie couldn't wash them, so instead she scraped off as much of the glue as she could and laid them flat to dry. She moved all the quizzes and Chris's computer into her bedroom so the kids would not mess with any of it. Then she went to put the kids to bed. Stephanie was sad that Chris wasn't there for scriptures and prayer or to help her read or sing at bedtime. When the kids were finally all settled down, Stephanie went into the kitchen. It was even more of a mess than before. She sat down at the table, exhausted, and pulled out her phone. She had 3 missed calls from Chris. She didn't realize he had tried to call, and she quickly called him back.
Hi,
he answered miserably. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't see your call, Stephanie fretted.
It's fine. I just figured you didn't want to ever talk to me again,
he said pathetically. Of course I want to talk to you, Stephanie said. I cleaned your computer. It's fine. There were 3 quizzes that still have a little glue on them. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I shouldn't have left them out,
he grumbled. Stephanie silently agreed, but she didn't say so. Did you end up going to your mom's? She asked instead.
Yeah, I drove around for a bit, but when you didn't answer, I figured you didn't want me to come back.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I did want you to. I just didn't hear your call. Stephanie was really disappointed.
It's okay.
Have we scared you away now? She asked.
No. I bet I scared all the kids, though.
Probably, but it's not like they haven't seen it before. Jason yelled. I yell. They are pure chaos sometimes. I probably would have been yelling tonight, but you had bad cop covered. Chris moaned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's a very important role. Stephanie forgot about cleaning the kitchen and went into her room and laid down on the bed. Chris chuckled.
I don't like being bad cop. You can do it next time.
No one likes being bad cop. We have to take turns.
Okay,
he agreed.
I don't think kids should just be yelled at, though.
I know. I agree. I was just teasing, Stephanie said. So how are you feeling about everything?
Everything? Like world hunger, the Bennu meteor, and the current state of cold fusion research?
He joked. Stephanie laughed. No, like packing up Katie's things and moving out of Jody's house and committing to take on 7 more crazy people to take care of.
Oh, that.
He thought for a moment.
Well, the first one really sucked. Moving out of Jody's? Honestly, I'm overjoyed. Not super excited about being homeless, but I am thrilled at the idea that one day I can move in with you and your crazies. I love you, and I love them. I am sorry that I got mad tonight.
Stephanie was filled with joy to hear Chris say that he loved her kids. One day, she repeated. She remembered that they still hadn't talked about when they would get married. That's ambiguous.
Yeah, well, you didn't really want to talk about it.
No, it's not that I didn't want to talk about it, Stephanie defended herself. Last night I was just overwhelmed. I thought we would talk about it today, but then it seemed like you were not up for it.
I'm up for it now,
Chris said. Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay, so when do you want to get married?
He asked. How about next week? Stephanie replied nonchalantly. Chris didn't respond right away. When he spoke, she could hear him smiling.
Did you mean it, or are you teasing me again?
Well, your kids are already living here, and I don't think your back can handle sleeping on your mom's couch much longer. And I like the idea of you not having to leave. Chris cleared his throat.
You're really serious?
His voice sounded a little hoarse. Are you crying? She asked accusingly.
I never cry,
he said sarcastically. Liar, Stephanie laughed.
It's been an emotional day,
he defended. Hey, I'm okay if you cry about us getting married, as long as they're tears of joy.
They are,
he assured her. She could hear him smiling again. So, how about Saturday? Stephanie suggested.
Sure,
Chris said happily.
If you really mean it, can we pull together a wedding by then?
I bet we can. It doesn't have to be fancy, Stephanie said. Then she added, unless you want it fancy.
No, I'm good with whatever. What day is that?
Is that the 18th? Stephanie counted the days. No, the
19th. It's the 19th.
Chris said at the same time as her. His tone had changed at the drop of a hat from cheerful to miserable.
We can't get married on April 19th,
he grumbled. Why not? Is it an unlucky day? Stephanie asked.
No, it's Katie's birthday.
Oh, Stephanie said shortly. There was a silence for a moment, and then Stephanie said, well, how about Friday, the 18th, then? We can have the kids miss school if we need.
Okay.
Chris's tone was happy again. Stephanie and Chris talked for a long time. They figured out all of their wedding plans. Stephanie did most of the talking. Chris didn't really care what they did. Stephanie wanted to keep things simple. They would have the bishop do it at the church and just invite close friends and family. Then we can have dinner and dancing, Stephanie said. I bet the kids would like that.
Okay,
Chris agreed. Should we invite Jason's parents? Stephanie asked. They would want to be there.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
Stephanie ignored his comment. We would probably have to invite Jody and Mark, too, then.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I really think we should, Stephanie persisted. Yeah, we'd better invite them.
Why did you even ask if you were going to just decide to do it anyway?
Chris sounded annoyed. They are so tied to us still. They are our kids' grandparents. Jody and Mark have been such a big part of your life the last several months. Stephanie could practically hear Chris's forehead wrinkling as he let out a bothered sigh.
Ugh.
Sorry, Stephanie said.
Whatever,
he fumed. Stephanie had a wave of worry come over her. She thought of the times that Jason was mad at her. They had some really hard times, and Stephanie suddenly was filled with fear. What if Chris was so mad at her that he called it off? Or what if they fought all the time? What if he gave her the silent treatment or just stopped coming around as much? Or worse, what if he just buried it all inside and then one day decided he'd had enough? I'm sorry, Stephanie fretted again. I'm sorry, I'm so pushy. It's fine if you really don't think we should invite them. That's fine if we don't. Chris didn't respond for a moment.
Maybe let's sleep on it,
he answered wisely. He didn't sound mad anymore. Okay, Stephanie sighed with relief. Besides not having Jody and Mark at the wedding, is there anything else you want?
No. Well, actually, there's one thing.
What? Stephanie asked.
Can I build an office in the basement?
Absolutely, she answered.
Thanks.
No problem. So are you going to church with us tomorrow?
I'd be a total jerk if I made you take all the kids to church by yourself.
We would manage.
I'm coming. What time does it start?
9.
I better set an alarm.